Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, let me say. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Final check-in on the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck this October. Hopefully it keeps going. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Will the Phillies win tonight in L.A.? 69.6% say yes. They say yes.
Everybody's believing.
So
not everyone.
Well, yeah, 30% are not.
So, unbelievable.
So we normally make our NFL picks on Fridays at 5:30, but we have the Eagles game tonight. So we will just pick the Eagles game, give our score for the Eagles game, do the rest of the picks tomorrow.
Yep, sounds good.
Jack, who won pick? You don't have it in front of you because
I get
it tomorrow.
I tally it tomorrow.
I'll go first.
Okay.
This game's going to be incredibly ugly. I think the Eagles will win it because the Eagles are just much, 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 much better. I'm going to go 24-12. I don't think the Giants are going to score a touchdown. So nice. 24-12. There we go.
I'm going 23-10.
There you go.
Nice.
23-10. Good defensive game. It'll be, you know, the Eagles will get up. They won't be threatened. The Giants will putter around, not really do anything. Scatterbo gets a cheap touchdown.
There you go.
Eagles win this thing 23-10. We get out of there with a W.
I was going 24-13.
There you go.
Yeah. We're all on the same place.
Right. They cover?
Right. Yeah.
It's
still 7-7?
7. Yeah.
Get in the 30s tonight.
I don't see it.
Well,
a couple of interceptions. Now, they can get turnovers.
Yeah, you get some turnovers, then, yeah, you get some short fields.
That Saints offense scored 26. I know.
But they got a bunch of turnovers.
And I think a defensive touchdown? I think somebody from the Giants fumbled and they scooped it up and scored.
Because Dart turned it over twice, and Scatabu fumbled.
And I think they scored off his fumble. Yeah.
Yeah. Fangio's going to eat his lunch tonight.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's, nobody throw the ball to either.
You got nothing to work with.
Yes. Yeah. They may not get a touchdown. They may get three field goals. You're right.
Spencer Rattler looked pretty good against that Giants defense. Just throwing it out there. 215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? Spencer Rattler sucks, by the way.
Well, he doesn't, actually.
He's atrocious. Anyway, I had to call him yesterday, and the dead gum feels one. So, I mean, I'm just trying to get as much good juju and mojo going as I can after the disastrous visit I had, taken all the good juju away. So, I mean, I left. They won. I'm still calling. I got up. I had to go to North Carolina this morning to deliver some equipment, pick up, and then I left work early because I got there early, and I don't want their overtime. I just want to leave early. You know what I'm saying? I leave early every day if they let me. But I had to haul tail home, right here, hauling ash and cutting grass so I can get in there for first pitch. And then it's going to be over by the time the daggone Eagles game starts. That's what I'm predicting. I'll be able to just, you know, I'm going to have two TVs set up, but I'll be able to turn that second TV off and just watch Eagles. It's going to be over.
Well, that's a low-scoring game if it's over that quick.
And that's pretty going. No, that's pretty fast.
Yeah.
No, man. Daggone Fields are going to smoke them. I mean, well, then,
oh, you mean over from the standpoint?
Game's gonna be over by the time the Eagles game starts.
Gotcha.
It ain't gonna be in question. He's gonna give them the dirty Sanchez tonight. I'm here to tell you right now. Come on.
Nope.
But anyway, he's
just because he got a cute little twang.
Yeah. We got
rules.
We got. Yeah.
Anyway, it's gonna be over.
He has no idea.
By the fourth.
I know.
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't think he
no
does.
No idea what.
Well, you
no,
can't say that.
Huh?
No, you cannot say what you said.
Yeah, I just get it back
just
to
keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah,
yeah,
keep going.
Yeah, I know you're hauling ass
and
cutting grass.
Smoking grass and hauling grass.
No, I'm hauling ass and cutting grass. I'm
okay.
Mowing the yard, and I stopped mowing so I could call and get the good juju. Keep
okay, all right, all right, all right.
So anyway, Phil's going to win 7-2 tonight. It's going to be over by the fourth inning. They're going to have two just late junk
run. Late in the game, yeah.
Won't even matter. Eagles going to win 30-13. They're going to beat their eyes shut. They're going to beat them like a Cherokee drum. I'm here to tell you one time, it's over. It's going to be – oh, and the Flyers going to win for Broads tonight, too. They're going to upset the defending Stanley Cup champions. I can feel it in my bones, boys. But
right.
Anyway, like I said, I just called to keep a good juju going since
that's
they
good.
Won last night. I was able to turn it off after the Realmuto home run. I said, it's over. They got this.
Oh, come on.
Do you know anything about baseball? You turn the ball off the game off at 4-1?
I turned it off. I said, it's over. It's over. And side
well, he's
back,
a Red
you know,
Sox
I,
fan. So
I had took my medicine, and I had them Atchie furry eyes. You know, I was seeing two TVs. I was looking Atchie and furry at the same time. I mean, I was powered more out. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long weekend for me, boy.
Hold on. Where were you looking?
I was looking Atchie and furry at the same time. My eyes was crossed, and I was looking at two TVs.
You know,
boys.
He said through you.
Run.
For you.
No, through you.
Looking
through you.
At you and for you.
And for
like
you.
Atchie, furry. Like
yeah, Atchie, furry.
I thought you meant through you.
Nah, like no. Atchie and then furry. Yeah.
I thought he said furry.
Yeah,
no, that's Bruce.
Furry.
Yeah.
No, that's that boy from D.C. He's the furry, man.
Yeah.
He likes to put them dog tails on and stuff like that, and, you know, walk around panting and carrying on. But, yeah, I was looking at you. And Fergie.
Okay. All right.
There we go. Third time's a charm.
Hey, Fields win. Eagles win. It's going to be a wash. It's going to be a bash at the bank this weekend. I'm here to tell you
bash
right
at
now.
The bank.
Mark it down. Bash at the bank. Harper's getting home run tonight, too. I'm going to get off here and let you go. Let somebody else get in. I love you, boys. I mean.
All right,
Justin.
You think he wants to go to the Allen Iverson book tour?
Hey, Justin? Well,
yeah.
I don't know if he's going to take the trip from Tennessee again, drive here again. He made me nervous the entire time after he had no idea what he had done wrong.
Well. You think he didn't know?
I think he didn't know.
I don't think he knew either.
Yeah, I don't think he knew. I don't think he knew what he could get away with.
I think he heard it before. Well, I don't even, did he even know?
Next, Jim and Blackwood, you're on WIP.
All right, that one was on me, fellas. I apologize.
All right.
But you know what?
What?
That's history now.
Okay.
Game 3 is history.
Uh-huh.
Game 5 is a mystery.
There you go.
Game 4 is a gift tonight, baby. We're going to go down there again. Top of the lineup is going to break glass now like the piece of glass he is. Sanchez going to show up like he's been doing all season. And we're going to bring this team back to Philly, baby, for Game 5. Said.
Wow, he ended with a said.
Again.
I haven't heard said in a while. Did he end with said on
yesterday.
The other one? Oh, he did.
And he hung right up.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah.
There's no,
are we encouraging more of these?
Well, yeah.
I really just wish there was an Eagles chant equivalent of the Phillies.
Right, so they can get in and out.
Yeah. Like the thing they could end it with.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's a problem with a lot of Phillies things. You don't know what to end it with.
Oh, encouraging the hype speeches.
Well,
yes,
the hype speeches, yes. I know.
Yeah.
Rios.
Yeah, well, we had We had okay Andrew.
That was a big old swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Herb.
Well, Herb doesn't even know what he's doing.
Do you remember when he thought that I pulled his hype speech off the internet?
I do.
His Super Bowl hype speech.
He was upset.
Yeah. He was mad at me. Yeah, and then we have him. We have Jim and Blackwood.
But Yoshi had his little poems that he had.
Right.
Yeah,
going
Yoshi's... on. So we are encouraging these.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're good.
I just reserve the right moving forward to cut it short. That's what I have to. Not everyone gets to go the entire way if it's not good. But Jim and Blackwood
right,
is very. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll manage him. But it's not like they won last night. He did it.
Okay.
We're trying to keep it all the same.
When I get home, should I put on the same clothes I had yesterday?
Well, what'd you watch the game in?
The clothes I had on yesterday.
Yeah, but I thought you might have watched it with a coat on.
I had the coat on top of it. Yes.
Right.
Because I went for a walk. I laid down on the couch. I was locked in. And then it was going well, so I kept the coat on.
Right.
Yeah, it was the light coat.
Okay.
Light coat.
Was it a furry coat?
It was not a furry coat.
I could see you having like the coat.
I'm the younger. Peskin.
Oh, right.
The other one had the furry coat. 215-592-9494 gets your calls right after Jack tells you.
Well, listen.
And both of us tell you about National Appliance Warehouse.
First, though.
Yeah.
Special thanks to Union Tap.
And for bringing in all that grub.
Dude, yeah. The mac and cheeseburger. I got that thing. Holy cow. But it was great food. And we want to thank the Union Tap for their partnership with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey for the Philly Formation Contest. Dropped off great food. I had the fish tacos. A lot of people commenting on the fish tacos said they look good.
Yeah,
and they were damn good.
They did look good.
They were damn good. Ike had a big-ass burger. I mean, seriously, that thing was... That was a full burger, Ike.
It was.
That was a full burger. So head on out to the Union Tap in Northeast Philly for Eagles games and enjoy their $7.50 Miller Lite and Jameson shot special. And don't forget to register for the Philly Formation Contest for the chance to win an Eagles game day experience with Brent Celek and hope getting experience with yours truly along with two Weber Grills from National Appliance Warehouse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of National Appliance Warehouse.
Now a National Appliance Warehouse.
What in the world?
Yeah.
National Appliance Warehouse. Listen, we talk about the pillars of our teams, right?
Yeah.
We talk about...
We went back to back?
We're going...
Well, the other one was just a thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But, to our people.
Yeah,
to our people. So National Appliance Warehouse. What sets National Appliance Warehouse apart? You're in the market for new appliances. Your kitchen, you got to make sure, hopefully with a playoff run getting extended with... Football, you got to make sure your kitchen's in a good spot. You need new appliances. You go to National Appliance Warehouse, over 100 brands, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, all
Jack,
of them.
Tell them what they want to hear. They're going to get the best price.
That's what matters, too, is getting the best price. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. They always have great savings events going on, and, of course, tax-free Delaware helps. But on top of all that, Mark Stamatkin has built a difference-making culture, a team culture at National Appliance Warehouse. We've talked about that a lot, and if you want to be a part of it, all you got to do is email scott@nawde.com. That's scott@nawde.com, and you can join one of the fastest-growing retailers in the Delaware Valley.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So visit NationalAppliancewarehouse.com or stop by their showrooms in Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Tell them Fritz sent you. So tonight it is Christopher Sanchez versus Tyler Glasnow. Tyler Glasnow did pitch in game one. I'm trying to remember what he looked like in game one. It was a little wild, maybe. Is that? I can't even remember. Game one seems like 100 years ago.
Yeah, I feel like the Phillies were just kind of dead in that game, that he took advantage of that.
Yeah.
You know, his ERA in the postseason is like over 5.
Okay.
His ERA against the Phillies is over 6.
Okay.
So they're at least in a pretty good position from that standpoint.
What is it about him that makes the Phillies hit him well, do you think?
Well, he's a more fastball-dependent pitcher.
Okay.
And this is a team that
hunts fastball.
Yeah. So, like, Castellanos did a grand slam off him earlier this year. That's probably why. Well, it's not the reason he's in the lineup, because Bader's hurt. But, he is a power pitcher. He's a vertical pitcher. You know, some pitchers are horizontal pitchers. He likes to go up and down. So, again, the shadows are going to be a factor today.
Yep.
And I think they have advantage from that standpoint, because Sanchez has the changeup. You don't look the same out of hand, fastball changeup. Whereas Glasnow is really, he has a power fastball, he has the cutter, and he has a 12-6 curveball.
And one other thing, because you mentioned just thinking about the Phillies hitting. When you look at how most of the Phillies hit this year, you know, Marsh ended up hitting really, really well. Stott, you know, back to form. Schwarber has a career year. You have talked about Kevin Long a lot as a hitting coach and how you think that maybe the way that baseball is, it has passed him by. Do you think when you look at the end of how the Phillies performed offensively, which is probably up to what the expectations would be, do you think he is safe?
Last night, again, was big from that standpoint.
Yeah.
Because if they went, they didn't score any runs again, and it looks similar.
Oh, I mean, Trey had a great year.
Yeah. I think that they really believe in this coaching staff. I do.
Okay.
I think the Phillies brass believes in the coaching staff, in Kevin Long. They definitely believe in Cotham.
Yeah.
And I think they believe in Rob Thompson.
Yeah, and I think rightfully so. It took me a minute to get to this point, but this year really convinced me of it. I know we focused a lot on the postseason and the end results there, and we want to react to what happens in the postseason. There is something to this team getting better each year from a total wins perspective.
It means something.
It means something. Like, yeah, it means that they're at least doing things right.
Yeah.
It doesn't sometimes show up in the postseason. Hopefully that changes tonight and with this series. But 96 wins. Again, you make some changes, but man, it's still a good baseball team.
Yeah,
it's still a good baseball team.
I reserve the right to change my mind depending on how it happens. But if the Phillies are eliminated this year without winning the World Series, it is setting up for this thing where I want to be more mad than I probably will end up being. Just from I will be disappointed.
Yeah,
but when I look at them, I say to myself,
calling for everybody's head to get.
I say to myself, like, what are they going to do? You know, and what do you even want to do? Whether they get to the World Series or they don't, I think we would look at the same things we're going to look at. We're going to look at Castellanos. We're probably going to look at Bohm. We're going to look at bringing up Justin Crawford. We're probably not going to sign Ranger Suarez.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be Painter next year. So this team, no matter what happens, Schwarber is the big one.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to make a decision on Schwarber based on whether they beat the Dodgers or not. You know, that's the right decision to make. I think ultimately you have to make the decision whether he should be here or he shouldn't be here based on the future of the team, not based on whether they beat the Dodgers in one series or beat the Brewers in the next series.
We agree with him. It's probably going to come down to years.
Yeah, years.
Years.
Yeah. I.
If they can get him for 3 years, they jump at that.
Yeah, I think they'll probably have to go 4. I don't think anybody would go 5 years on a 32-year-old
DH. I don't think so. I'd be surprised. Four feels like the right number.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Kay and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. You guys said hunting fastballs. I just thought about how many fastballs they watch, but Bader definitely hunts fastballs. That's for sure. But I had to call because this possibly could be my last opportunity for optimism. But I feel like this is the World Series talent-wise, and I feel like we're going to win tonight. We're going to win on the weekend. And after we whoop the Dodgers, we're going to steamroll everybody else. We had our ups and downs. I got on Dombrowski, but I think this is the moment where we get it done. I really think we're going to get it done. I'm going to the watering hole because I need to be saucy no matter however tonight goes. I'm going to need a little sauce.
Don't need some Ike juice. I feel you.
I hear that. Man,
hey, listen, if you want to hit me with the Ike juice, Ike, listen.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. And we're going to destroy them, and then we're steamrolling all the way to the end. And that's it, guys. That's it.
All right. Yeah. All right, Kay.
Six-pack of lemonade. Surfside's already chilled. Oh,
there you go.
Already chilled. I'm a long night.
Always had those in the fridge.
Yeah.
I had, at our old house, Val got me my own fridge for downstairs. For my seltzers and for my Surfsides.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing we left in the old house
was the fridge.
Was the little fridge in downstairs?
Man. Yo, you don't have your mini
get
fridge.
Another one?
Yeah, I know. It was a gift because I always had too much of that in the fridge.
It's like one of the few things I actually liked as a gift.
Yeah,
the mini fridge.
Yeah,
mini fridge in my garage, baby.
Yeah, I think
great.
I think I got to get another one. Got
to
get
have
another.
To. Yeah,
have to have your mini fridge.
Your
own beverages.
Yes, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Daddy, why can't we go to college like everyone else?
Walker and Sutton in 18 years as Jack is explaining the Phil's playoff run of 2025.
He's going to have to bet on every other team. Yeah, it's going to cost you a lot.
Already bet on glass now.
Yeah.
7 and 8 Ks, I believe. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
If it really keeps working, I might have to fund it for you.
GoFundMe started?
Yeah, I'll right out of my pocket.
Wow.
Buddy. Yeah, well, 10 bucks maybe.
10 bucks at a time.
Every other game. What's next?
Yeah, well, we don't need a poll about who Jimmy Rollins is rooting for. Ike in the comments under the Chase Twitter poll.
I knew that J-Ro thing was it's retaliation.
Yep.
Chase. Wasn't retaliation. It was just like, you did the same thing.
Yep. What's that?
So a few weeks ago, me and you argued about the offense, and now 2 weeks later, you look even dumber. Care to comment, Mike? Spike opening the phone call with Mayock.
I did not say that. He was a little... He was a little tight about it, but he was good.
Yeah.
He was good. Yeah, he was good. It sounded like he was good. He was good blaming everybody but one specific person. What is next?
Guys, did you hear Abdel Nabi at Topper's presser last night? Too funny! Gary in Vineland.
Abdel Nabi's presser... He kept saying Ruben Franks. Yeah. He wasn't even getting Ruben Frank's
name
right.
He wasn't even getting
right.
Ruben Frank name right. Yeah.
And why would Ruben Frank be in L.A.?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what he was. And he was so embarrassed. He was so mad.
I get all worked up.
Yeah.
How did he get Ruben and Marcus Hayes mixed up?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Couldn't be more different, those guys. What's next?
Looks like you might have an opening for 4 o'clock on Thursday soon. Can I come back? My schedule is about to free up in a big way. Mike Lombardi in Chapel Bill.
Oh,
could be.
When Mike took that job, it's a job you have to take, being the general manager for Bill Belichick at UNC.
Yep.
He probably thought that was, he's like, oh, are you kidding me?
This are is going to be, me?
This is a job for,
of course, I'm back in.
Yeah, but Bill Belichick, how's he going to fail?
They're right off in retirement. They call themselves the 33rd NFL team.
Oh, is that what they
Mike
did?
Lombardi called
well,
them.
Well,
Mike Lombardi said that.
Yeah.
There are a lot of NFL teams that suck. You know, yeah,
and he's not close. That team's not close to an NFL team.
No. What's next?
So we were promised some representation at 5:30, and now we have 3:30 Pearl Jam? Interesting. The delegation.
Delegation got 2:30.
We got a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
It's fair.
I think it's fair.
It's,
yes.
You know.
It's well proportioned.
Yes, I think so.
And no country.
No country.
Upbeat country, man. Get working in there.
Let's talk about it in the meeting. What's next?
Chuck yelling at the sky at sunset. I'm tired of this every damn day, you turkey. Chuck yelling at the sky the next morning. I knew it. We're back, baby. I've been a sun guy my whole life. Alex in Lancaster.
Text line.
That's why you gotta love Chuck. He's a fan. He's passionate. Yes,
he roller coaster.
He is who J. Roll and Nick Castellanos are talking about. It's Chuck. He is the. There is no bigger supporter when it is going well, right. And there is no one who will tell you you suck worse more than Chuck. I couldn't get him to give on Trey though. He would not compliment Trey.
Well, that's all right. It was only one good game.
Yeah.
So plenty of opportunities to let us down.
Yeah.
We don't count our chickens before the eggs hatch.
I know this might be jinxing it. I am, after seeing him talk, seeing him play this year, I am officially in on Trey Turner.
Yeah.
I'm in. I like Trey Turner.
He's a Trey guy.
He works hard. He cares. He's a good player. He's not a perfect player. Nobody is. But he is. I'm in on Trey. I'm happy that Trey Turner is on the team. I think he's a good player.
Seems
like a hard worker, all that sort of stuff. All right. Well,
it's tough taking up for all the guys that we pound on.
It is. Philly's Tobias. Nice. So
he's way better than Tobias.
I know. It's just the contract thing. Okay. So Phil's first pitch at 6:08.
Yeah.
You can hear it on KYW News Radio. That is 103.9 and 1210 WPHT. You can hear Eagles here on WIP. The Eagles pregame show is next. Jack, are we doing the thing?
Yeah.
Have to do
it.
Okay. Do I do my thing first? My thing's after.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We will talk to you tomorrow, hopefully in a huge celebration way. Go Phils and
go Birds!
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.